Coalition of North Texas Business Leaders is hoping to make a difference in next year's legislative session. They founded the group, the North Texas Advocacy Coalition, and say their main goal is to push for a business-friendly agenda for lawmakers in the Lone Star State.
And joining us to explain a little better what this group is all about, CEO Jim Spaniolo. Good morning, Mr. Spaniolo.
Hey, good morning.
So how did this come about? Why? And who's involved?
Well, let me say that this is an initiative of the North Texas Commission. And the North Texas Commission is a public-private partnership of businesses, of cities, and higher educational institutions and others from the region of the 12-county region that we call North Texas, or the DFW region. And the experience in the last legislature last year was that there was a perception, a feeling that that until the very end of the legislative session, that the voices of business and the members of the North Texas Commission, which represent the whole region, weren't really being heard. But there was a rallying at the end. And I think the lesson takeaway was we need to be organized and more vocal beginning today in preparation for the next legislative session, which starts a year from now.
I was going to say it doesn't start for another 180 days, but you're already underway now, and that's to get momentum?
Yes, yes. I think that it's important to be prepared early, and there's some things, important things that are going to happen this year. We have primary elections in March and runoffs, and there will be general elections in November. So we are going to be talking about issues that are of importance to the region of North Texas and to the entire state. And that requires time and effort. And so we want to start. We announced this initiative this week on Monday because that was a year before the next legislative session. A lot of work to be done between now and then.
I would think that with the growth that we've seen in North Texas in recent years, the growth in jobs, the growth in every facet of most businesses, it's got to be very gratifying and very positive for you. And yet there are political considerations that you've got to be concerned about as business leaders. Why don't you tell us what some of those might be?
Well, I think the whole idea is that we want to maintain a business-friendly, positive environment that will encourage future growth and development. And it is that business friendly, that pro business environment that Texas has had for many years that is enabled and facilitated the growth and the prosperity that we've experienced over the last decade or two. In the last session of the legislature, we seem to be going down tangents. There was the bathroom bill that generated all kinds of controversy and interest, and it really has the potential of having a negative impact on our state's economy. And so we want to make sure that that more people are involved, more voices are heard. We're trying to encourage employees and the citizens of North Texas to get out and vote. This is a nonpartisan effort. We don't endorse candidates, but we do want to make sure that issues are discussed and encourage voters to get out and vote in the primaries, which so many of our races are uncontested in November that really decided in the primaries in March. And it's so important that people inform themselves, citizens, not only register, but turn out and vote in those primaries. The turnout rate is very low, and we're hoping to see that increase. But this isn't just a one-year, one-time initiative. This is for the longer term, and this is the beginning of that effort.
You have some big companies as part of this, American Airlines, AT&T, Fidelity Investments. Can the little guy, yes, a little business owner, join you too?
Well, this is our membership of the North Texas Commission runs the gamut from larger companies to smaller companies. And this initial list that you're referring to, Amy, is just the beginning. But we want to engage businesses and groups across the board. This is we're trying to create if you will, there have been a lot of efforts going forward in the past, and but people tend to stay in their same lanes. We're trying to create a super lane, a big tent, an inclusive tent that people can rally behind.
All right. Mr. Spaniolo, thanks for your time this morning. We hope that we'll be able to talk with you again in the future.
Well, we look forward to it. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Amy and Dave.
You bet. Jim Spaniolo, CEO of the Coalition of North Texas Business Leaders, known as the North Texas Advocacy Coalition.